Listening Library presents The Dragon's Tooth, Ashtown Burials, Book 1, by N. D. Wilson. Read for you by Thomas Vincent Kelly. Please declare aloud, I hereby undertake to tread the world, to garden the wild, and to saddle the seas, as did my brother Brendan. I will not turn away from shades in fear, nor avert my eyes from light. I shall do as my keeper requires, and keep no secret from a sage. May the stars guide me, and my strength preserve me. And I will not smoke in the library. Translation approved, 1946. Chapter 1. The Archer. North of Mexico, south of Canada, and not too far west of the freshwater sea called Lake Michigan, in a place where cows, polka dot hills, and men are serious about cheese, there is a lady on a pole. The lady is an archer, pale and posing 20 feet in the air above a potholed parking lot. Her frozen bow is drawn with an arrow ready to fly, and her long, muscular legs glint in the late afternoon sun. Behind her, dark clouds jostle on the horizon, and she quivers slightly in the warm breeze pushed ahead of the coming storm. She has been hanging in the air with her bow drawn since the summer of 1962, when the parking lot was black and fresh, and the Archer Motel had guests. In those days, the lady hadn't been pale. She had been golden.